in an advantage, like extra profit from cost reductions or shorter time to market. You couldn't just apply these initiatives. Just like in the real world, if you wanted to invest in an initiative, you needed to find the money to fund it from somewhere else in the business. You could either make a short-term profit trade-off or take an investment from another part of the operation to fund the initiative. But unlike in the real world, all you needed to do was choose an initiative and fund it. And then your business gained the advantage in the simulation. You simply wrote the check and collected the benefit, just like that, every time. One of the most senior executives joked, "The great thing about these initiatives is that they actually work. In our world, we just spend the money on the initiative, and then it doesn't help. I wish our initiatives worked this well." Everyone laughed. Isn't that awful? That we can all so easily relate to spending money on strategic initiatives that don't work? Why do we keep doing this? Here's a key thought. Strategy without execution equals talking. At the heart of every execution problem is the fact that there are not enough people doing what the business needs to move forward. Whether we're talking about transformation, specific strategic initiatives, or overall business strategy, I frequently observe that execution stalls because of some particular common and chronic challenges, systemic issues that occur in all organizations, which leaders often just accept as an unchangeable part of the environment. One of the challenges is simply being too busy. You can't get to be a $1 billion organization if you are too busy being a $200 million organization. When short-term pressures regularly take priority over doing more strategic stuff, you end up burning all your time and resources reacting to issues and opportunities in an ad hoc manner instead of making progress on the strategic work that will enable you to scale. New initiatives require new work. And people at all levels are just too busy and distracted to get traction on or even start doing the new thing. It's not that your strategy is wrong or that the initiative wouldn't help. It's that it doesn't get done because no one has time to do it. Here are some other issues. Mid-level manager stall. If you talk to the executives, they often cite frustration with mid-level managers and directors who are not strategic enough because they do not personally make the decisions and trade-offs necessary to actually get the new work done at their level and below. They keep waiting for direction from above. Then there's decision stall. If you talk to the mid-level managers, they often cite that the execs fail to provide enough clarity. There are persistent debates and unanswered questions that keep people waiting versus doing. Also, lack of clarity causes an automatic lack of alignment that results in skepticism, weak support, or passive-aggressive tendencies in the ranks. Another issue is resource stall. Agreements about what should be started and what should be stopped are not clear or even attempted. Resources stay attached, often fiercely so, to the current way of doing things. So it's virtually impossible to do new or different stuff. And finally, organizational angst. There's no such thing as a perfect organization, but there are also some fatal flaws that will prevent forward progress. When you have the wrong people in key roles, or a structure that is competing against itself, you will stall. Or when you have groups or programs that are just not functioning properly, you burn huge amounts of time and energy recovering from work that should have been done better or differently or faster. Why I wrote MOVE. I personally find it very frustrating when organizations fail to progress, and I want to help. There are answers